We talked about adjuvant therapy for people with HER2-positive disease. I also wanted to ask you, I guess you could call it post-adjuvant therapy. There's been a trial presented that looked at the tyrosine kinase inhibitor, an oral pill, I guess the same class as lapatinib, but this one is called neratinib, and the drug was just approved by the FDA. Can you talk a little bit about what neratinib is and what the research is behind it and how you think people might use the drug in practice?
Neratinib is a molecule that's an oral tyrosine kinase inhibitor of the HER2 molecule, very similar as lapatinib. And it acts in somewhat similar side effect fashion in terms of intracellularly. It's able to add in a different way, reducing the risk of a HER2-positive breast cancer. The trial that was presented followed patients who had completed their adjuvant therapy with trastuzumab, and then within that year could go on to a year of neratinib, which is oral therapy. And that trial was a positive trial for the HER2-positive patients. Interestingly, we look at that data, again, small numbers. It's about 2% for patients improving their disease-free survival. And again, if trying to tailor the group that was going to have the most benefit, I think the hard part is, again, it's a small percentage of gain, but in a high-risk population that could tolerate the agent, I think that would be a good recommendation or for consideration. I think the GI toxicity, though, for neratinib may really provide a big caveat into those who are going to tolerate it. They really, those patients are going to mandate a requirement for at least trying out and starting prophylactically with Lamotil in that group. They also added budesonide that seemed to really cut that grade 3 diarrhea, which was about 40%, down to about 15% with both Lamotil and the steroids. And so that's a lot of medicine, you know, oral therapy to take a year after you're completing your trastuzumab. And I find it challenging, and this is a group of patients who are cured that are back into their full workforce, family life. And so having a GI toxicity like diarrhea that's so frequent, you know, grade 3 is greater than 7 bowel movements, makes it quite difficult to know the compliance these patients are going to be able to stay with a year. But I do think in a high-risk ERP or a positive patient population, it's something to consider.
I guess it is important to realize that even after you get adjuvant therapy, neoadjuvant therapy, there's still many patients, particularly the patients with node-positive tumors, they still have a significant risk to relapse.